Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. As you've heard by now, the stock market took a bit of a dive yesterday on news of inflation not quite going away just yet. And you know, we all kind of smile, nod, and say, "Oh, well, we understand that. We know how this works and why it happens." But do we really know much about the economy? I'm going to raise my hand and say, "No, I don't. I understand just enough to be dangerous." Our next guest is an economist. He is a New York University professor, an attorney, an author who really does a great job of explaining things that are complicated in a way that's a lot less complicated. Howard Yurus has a new book called Understandable Economics. And Howard, I love the subtitle, because understanding our economy is easier than you think and more important than you know. Howard, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. It is really important to understand the economy, especially these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. My motivation for writing the book was that people are frustrated with the economy. There have been reactions from Occupy Wall Street to the Tea Party to Donald Trump, but the economy really hasn't improved in the last few decades for the average person. So my motivation for writing the book was to help people understand what's going on in the economy. And my feeling is if they better understood what's going on, they'd support better policies and we'd finally see some improvement in the economy for all of us.
I feel like, you know, and again, like I said, I don't know much, but my observation is that it feels like the cost of everything has gone up a lot faster and higher than wages have gone up. In other words, to send a kid to college, to buy a house, to buy a car, that stuff's all gotten very, very expensive. And while wages have gone up, probably not as much as they need to be able to afford all those things the way that a previous generation did. Am I right?
That is absolutely correct. Wages have definitely not gone up as much as inflation. Wages in the past couple of decades have barely kept up with inflation. For many categories of workers, they've actually not gone up as much as inflation, meaning that a worker, for instance, in a mid-level job would have less buying power now than that worker would have had 30 years ago.
Yeah, so it's not just our imagination. We're not making as much as our parents made and their parents made when it comes to what things cost, right?
Absolutely. It's definitely not in people's imaginations. And it definitely has more of an effect than just people's buying power, because that's obviously an awful thing that people can afford less. But it also has to do with the American dream. America was always looked on as the land of opportunity, as a place where people can do better than the previous generation. And when this happens, that dream gets shattered to some extent. And the idea of America gets called into question. And I think that's why we're seeing so much dissatisfaction. And to me, this is very troubling. And again, that's one of the motivations for the book, because I want people to understand how it really works so that we can possibly move into a better direction.
Well, so let's break it down, Howard. Where did things begin to go off the rails for the U.S. economy? And what do we do to fix it?
Well, in the book, I talk about the winner-take-all economy. 50 years ago, if you wanted to do business in California and New York, it was kind of difficult. There were businesses that did business in New York and businesses that did business in California. And now with the internet, you could sell, for instance, books on every corner of the planet Earth and do it efficiently. Again, 50 years ago, that would have been very difficult. So the internet and technology has allowed a few mass sellers to dominate most markets. I use the example in Understandable Economics, performers. 100 years ago, every city, every town had local performers. Now we just turn on the internet or turn on the television and a few international stars entertain everyone. The number of jobs has been severely reduced, but the few people who are still working in those industries are making money throughout the world. So we've migrated towards a more winner-take-all economy, and that's a structural change that has to be addressed.
And so I see exactly what you're saying. That makes sense. You know, we all buy from the online retailers who shall not be named, but we
Amazon.
All know. Yeah, thank you. Amazon, Walmart, all the big names. It's point and click. It's easy. I can use my phone right now. I could do this while we're talking and order, things that I need for my household and have them shipped there, today. The convenience is wonderful, but how do we put the genie back in the bottle now that the cork is out? How do we fix it?
Well, there are efficiencies with that, but it's causing, again, this winner-take-all phenomenon.
Yeah.
One approach could be to have higher tax rates for people who are doing extraordinarily well under these circumstances. Mm-hmm. And as pointed out in the book, tax rates for billionaires are actually lower than, I'm assuming you're not a billionaire, are actually lower than the tax rates you and I pay.
Yeah.
There's another example. Hedge fund managers and private equity managers pay a lower tax rate than teachers and firemen. So these people are doing extremely well and great, good for them. But our tax code has to keep up with it because this winner-take-all phenomenon is a structural change in our economy, and our tax code needs to recognize this and tax accordingly and not have lower taxes for these people who are doing better than they've ever done.
Every election cycle, the economy is cited as one of the top, if not the top, concern on the minds of voters, and politicians talk a good talk. James Carville, I think, was the one who famously said it's the economy, stupid. And yet,
mm-hmm.
They don't do anything to change it. Why?
Well, I think it all starts in school. I went to high school in New York City, and we took trigonometry, but we did not take economics. Mm. I think a lot of people think economics is a lot of high-level math. It's something that's difficult to understand. It's something that's esoteric. It's not. Economics is not like physics or biology. It's not some complicated system that you need all sorts of specialized tools to understand. It's about looking at the real world and having some foundational knowledge and figuring it out. It's like psychology in a way. It's a social science.
Yeah. What are some of the economic issues that are misunderstood? What are we not getting when we look at it, at the economy?
Well, I always point out that when a person falls into a funk, into a gloomy mood, and can't really function anymore, there's a word for that. It's called a depression. Well, it's not a coincidence that it's the same word in economics. When the economy falls into a bad state, it's just it's the same psychological phenomenon, just on a mass level. And I can prove it. You could test the capacity of factories before recession starts and right after. They haven't changed. You could test the skill of workers before recession and right after. Their skill level hasn't changed. What's changed? Their outlook. They have a gloomy outlook has overcome them, and they stop spending. And what happens when consumers stop spending? Businesses cut back. And what happens when businesses cut back? Jobs get cut and wages get cut and spending goes down and the economy enters a vicious cycle. I don't think many people understand it's a purely psychological phenomenon.
Oh, it very much is. I also feel like right now we are in a really unique period in our history when it comes to the economy. I feel like 100 years from now, people are going to look back on the 2020s and what the economy was doing, and lessons to be learned are here. Am I right? Are things really unusual right now in our economy in the U.S.?
I think the coronavirus pandemic has caused a lot of unusual and unprecedented changes in the economy, and that we're still sorting that out.
Yeah, you're absolutely
so, yes,
right.
This is probably going to be an unusual time.
Understandable economics, because understanding our economy is easier than you think and more important than you know. The new book by Howard Yaris. We could talk all day about this stuff, Howard. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.